Springfield's Rock Station Q102. What's up? I'm Baden on the line with Eddie Gamusio. He is the what would you call it? Manager of the Queen City Shout.
There you go. Yeah, that works.
He is the wizard master 5000.
There you go. Even better.
All right. That works. And Queen City Shout is basically like a local art festival in general, like music and film, right?
Yeah, Baden, and thanks for having me today. Yes, it is. It's music, film, art, and it's our 11th year. It started out as a music festival, and I would say at the cornerstone of it, it still is at the heart of it, because we're featuring over 100 acts this year. And then, you know, we kind of sprinkle in some films and sprinkle in a little bit of visual arts to go along with it. And this is our first year that it's a week-long event instead of just 4 days. It starts on next Monday, the 21st, and runs through the 27th.
Oh, dang, dude.
We're also going to be in three zones. We've normally been up on C Street.
Right, yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, we're going to be there, downtown, and Roundtree. So there's 8 venues. Not counting the Moxie or the Creamery Arts Center as well, where we're going to be featuring the films and the art.
That is super cool. Now, one thing I've always been impressed with Springfield for is that the fact that we have some of the most talented individuals, like, ever. And I've been around, man, but, like, even if I am in my band going to another city, like, the other opening bands just seem kind of lame compared to the musicians we have here in Springfield. And like, because I guess I'm spoiled by living here with like all the art stuff. A lot of people wouldn't consider Springfield a cultured city, but we get the best of like everywhere else in the United States right here in the center. You know, everyone moves here for some reason, and then we just have this beautiful collection of talented people.
I couldn't agree more. You know, this whole festival kind of started from that idea, and you know, it's just that whole like flyover zone conversation. I mean, Austin's fantastic. Nashville's fantastic. They've got, you know, University of Texas in Austin and Vanderbilt in Nashville. We've got Missouri State. We've got Drury. We've got Evangel. We've got OTC. There's plenty of kiddos here. And the festival attracts, you know, people 18 to 98.
I mean,
it just runs the gamut. Every genre is represented. But I couldn't agree more. Like, most of the artists that we feature are all local. We have some touring acts that come through. But it's just a deep, deep well of talent, and in my belief. The veteran acts that have been around for 20-plus years and a lot of the new acts that are coming out, it's like there's something in the water or something here.
Yeah, and I love it, man. And I completely blame it on the fact that we're right in the center, and that when everyone moves here, they breed here. And then you've got, you know, your West Coast influences, you know, pairing up with your East Coast influences, and even stuff from like the other Midwest, like Nashville and stuff like that. I believe it's a good melting pot for talent. So it's always been my favorite thing about this place.
Absolutely.
What are some of the venues you think you want to give a shout out to? Get it? Shout. Sorry.
Shout. So up on C Street, we're going to be featuring music at Ruthie's, at Lindbergh's, at White River Brewing Company on their patio stage. Downtown, we'll be at the Mother's Outdoors.
Oh,
their
cool place.
Beer garden area there. The Cellar, Holdfast Brewery. And then in Roundtree, we'll be at the Royal and Tie and Timber. And then, like I said, the Cellar and the Moxie, you're going to be featuring some of the films. And the Creamery Art Center is going to be showcasing Lyle Strickland. He's going to be playing a set there as one of the art programming things that we're doing at the start of the week. So, but I just wanted to remind folks real quick, too, that the reason we do this first and foremost is to support poverty relief in the Ozarks. So our mantra hasn't changed. It's always been twofold. Celebrate the arts, support poverty relief. So we all come together to do this as a way of raising funds from ticket sales and from merch sales that all go back to support the 6 nonprofits that we work with.
Absolutely. So what you're saying is this festival is good for the soul in multiple ways.
Absolutely. I love that.
Circle C, you know, if you use that, I would like some money for it. No, I'm just playing. All right. So if you wanted to attend the Queen City Shout Festival, tickets are on Q1021.fm, or you can find that information online, the website, and that points you straight toward their websites and their stuff. And I hope you go. It seems to be a pretty cool growing thing every year.
Yeah, this is the most amount of acts that we've had featured in the music realm. Like I said, we sprinkle in films and visual arts along with it, and we hope to see that grow as the years go on in those two areas. But yeah, definitely moving, keeping C Street in the mix, but moving into downtown and Roundtree and having those three areas, as well as expanding from five venues to now 10 total with the music, film, and art. It really feels, especially after 2 years, you know, we did the virtual one the year before last, which was great, and then we canceled last year. So coming back in person, this one really feels like a true Queen City Shout Festival, because it covers, you know, a great part of the city. So queencityshout.com is where folks can get all the information for the schedules, who's playing where, and all that kind of fun stuff.
Beautiful. All right, man. We'll hope to see you out there. And thanks again for putting on such a badass event in Springfield.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, dude. Have a good one.
Hey, you too. Take care.